Why are we programmed to believe that if something is not right, then it's wrong? I think so many of us, including me, can easily connect the idea that there's right things and wrong things. There is ways that things should be done and shouldn't be done. And I think it's because we live a lot of our lives in this kind of binary conversation. We have light and dark, black and white, and right and wrong. There's this separation that we create to help us connect to something that creates a bit more certainty or understanding or a reality of what is true for us. And that's normal. That's a big part of how we kind of function in everyday life. I think the problem, though, is if we let everything be categorized so simply as one or the other, we actually narrow perspective. We make things definitive, finite. There's an end point. There's no more conversation, communication, or questions asked. And I think that's something that we would miss out on if we don't allow our differences to expand us, to teach us, to ultimately help us grow. So what would happen if instead of things simply being right or wrong, they were right or left? Two different ways for two different opinions or perspectives. Neither was wrong, but just simply different. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree, because that's our right, our responsibility. It is our, decency as humans to have a certain way or thing that we believe in. But if we can be so brave enough to appreciate that others' opinions or other perspectives or other approaches aren't a negative, but rather their own personal positive on the same situation. And it's a bigger idea. But actually, let's simplify it down. If I was to ask you, what's your favorite sandwich? How do you make the perfect sandwich? Or what is the right way to make a sandwich? Right? I would guess that we're all going to have different answers. And I think it would be a bit ridiculous to think that mine's right and yours is wrong. Yeah, I would prefer peanut butter and you might prefer cheese. One's right, one's left. But if I was to fundamentally say this is right and that is wrong, I might never be open to the idea of what a cheese sandwich tastes like. It makes a lot of sense when you break it down to that level. But I think so much of that can actually translate into far more meaningful conversations, situations, bigger things. I think if we spend too much time trying to identify things as wrong, we're just narrowing down opportunity for growth. If we allow ourselves to appreciate how much or how many other things or possibilities or roads that we could go down, we have an infinite amount of possibility for new perspective, new flavors, new conversations, new relationships. you know what, you may never agree that a cheese sandwich is the right way, but if we don't discount the fact that it is the right way or the best way for someone else, then the only one missing out is you. So today's practice is very simple. At some point today, you'll likely disagree with someone or something. And rather than just saying that's wrong, or we're done, or that's enough, ask more questions. Ask them why. Ask them to explain. And you may still not agree afterwards, and that's okay. But at least your awareness and understanding of their perspective has grown, and ultimately it may just connect you a bit more to the situation or the person in front of you. You never know that allowing yourself to go down the left path might just expand that which is right for you. So this is your good intention. And let's see what happens when it's not just right and wrong, but maybe right or left. And let that be your practice for today.